The online world of day game content is messy. From old school pickup artists who most men see as weirdos, advice to meditate before you're going out to meet women to have a better vibe, of course, to good quality step-by-step advice on how to approach beautiful and interesting women. Several years ago, I created a 20 video long free course where I was explaining everything I do and teach my students about day game from the stop to taking the girl's number. While many people loved and found really useful the individual pieces of the course, I realized I hadn't done a good job of explaining the big picture and how all these pieces fit together. Well, that's what this video is about. You will learn all the steps you have to go through in a day game interaction. My framework for teaching day game is the structured natural approach, which originated from London Day Game series but has evolved a lot over the years. This video covers the big picture of the structured natural approach and how you can use it to meet, seduce, and date beautiful women in everyday situations, and it will focus on two parts. First, what is the structured natural approach and why is the best way to learn day game? And four big picture parts of the approach: the stop, attraction, comfort, and close, and how all pieces of the structured natural approach fit in each part of the model. This video, together with the free course, contains everything you need to know to go out and meet beautiful women. It contains everything I use and I teach my coaching students. I have been coaching day game for more than half a decade now, and I have worked with guys from literally all over the world, the USA, Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, Israel, Switzerland, UK, all over Europe and some other places. And I have worked with guys in all age groups from early 20s to late 50s. And apart from a few exceptions, I yet have to find a place in a world or a group of people for whom this approach hasn't helped getting laid. What is the structured natural approach? The ultimate goal is to be able to approach any woman in any situation naturally without any scripted lines. However, starting as a natural, learning day game as a natural, is unrealistic and simply doesn't work. The most effective method for learning is to use a structured approach to day game. When you are approaching a beautiful girl on a street, it's very stressful. The adrenaline is rushing through your veins, your heart is beating. It's just too stressful, so you lose most of your ability to focus. There are just too many things going on. What about if you know exactly what you're gonna say in that situation? You have less things to worry about. You already know what you're saying, so you can focus on your breathing, on your posture, how fast you're speaking, what's the volume of your voice, eye contact, and other things. Of course, the goal isn't to be a copy-paste monkey who uses the same lines every time he's opening a girl. However, initially these lines are very helpful when starting a conversation. As you become more comfortable and your heart isn't racing anymore, you'll be again able to use your creative brain and drop the structure, but getting there takes several months. And also, there are very different types of men trying to learn to chat up girls in everyday situations, from 25-year-old energetic world travelers to 45-year-old divorced dads getting back in the dating market. And that's why I don't like teaching the same stuff to every student. Each person should develop their day game around their distinct personality, whether they are serious IT guys or energetic sales dudes. That's what the structured natural approach is: teaching day game in a very structured way while helping each man develop his game around his real personality. The four parts of the structured natural approach. Let's look at four phases you will go through in any good street interaction: the stop, attraction, comfort, and close, and what to do in each of them. You see a beautiful girl walking down the street or coming out of a store in a shopping mall. Well, how do you start a conversation? First, you will need to stop her. Many men find it less scary to walk with girls when starting a conversation, but that is a big mistake. On dates, I've talked about my work and day game with a lot of women, and most of them have had positive things to say about this idea of men approaching them on the street if done correctly. But the one thing I kept hearing complaints about was men walking with them while chatting them up because they felt unsafe. They don't know your intentions and they don't know when you will leave. The men simply keep walking with the girl and chatting with them, and there is no way for the women to get rid of the guy. Walking with a girl is only acceptable in very specific scenarios. For example, you've chatted with her for a little bit, she already likes you, but she genuinely has to go and she says, hey, I'm going that direction, walk with me. And even then, you only should walk with her for a few blocks and then just take her number. The most effective and respectful method for stopping a girl is the London day game. Stop where you see a girl walk past you and then you run around her and stop in front of her. This approach is very straightforward, very effective at stopping women and makes them feel safe, because if they don't like you for any reason, they can simply walk off. And this approach works perfectly in all the places I've tried it, in Europe, North America, and Latin America. Less aggressive methods like stopping a girl from a side or tapping on her shoulder from the back are also okay in some scenarios, but can startle the girl. I've even had one girl jump up and scream when I opened her from the back in a dangerous city, so maybe don't do that if you're just starting out. Doing a strong stop is scary for a lot of men. After all, she's going somewhere, thinking about some things. It's sort of intrusive. I've heard so many students say, I don't want to disturb her. But that's exactly the point. Doing a London stop forces you to be high energy and do it with confidence, and that's why it works so well. It forces you into doing a strong stop. Commonly, students ask whether they can stop a girl while she's walking towards them because it feels more natural. And yes, you can in some situations. I and a bunch of my friends have experimented with this. But we saw much better responses using the classical London day game stop, and I have no idea why that's the case, but many guys have confirmed getting the same results. The only cases where I would stop a girl when she's walking towards me is, well, maybe on a beach or on a completely empty street on a Sunday morning, but again, I suggest beginners don't do that. Part 2, attraction. So you stop the girl. What's next? She was walking somewhere thinking about her work, cat, or anything else. For her, you're just a stranger she doesn't know and doesn't care about. Now it's your job to change that. You need to make her interested in you by using different techniques from your structured natural toolbox, mostly stacking, teasing, and storytelling. You will learn all about them in the free course. But what do you talk about? You need to get a conversation topic, and without asking the boring questions like, what do you do? Where are you from? What are you up to? What's your name? I've seen good-looking, successful men get completely rejected as soon as they start asking these boring questions. Instead of asking these boring questions, we make assumptions about the girl. Want to find out where she's from? You don't look like a typical girl from Hamburg, you have more of that Italian or Spanish vibe. Want to find out what she does for a living? You can simply say something like, I like that you have a very creative look, you must be a fashion designer, artist, or something like that. Want to find out what she's up to? You can simply say, you were walking so slowly and relaxed, you must be on your way to a Sunday brunch with your friends, or you're simply hangover. Simply replace boring questions with assumptions, and layering these assumptions on top of each other is called assumption stacking, or simply stacking. I think that's how the term stacking was invented, although I'm not sure about that. But not all stacks are created equal. Guys are using super boring stacks. For example, you look Italian, you look like Trinity from the Matrix. These stacks are terrible, and everyone is laughing about guys running around the streets calling all girls Italian. You will learn how to make great stacks in video 5 of the free course called Stacking Advanced. Next, let's talk about teasing and storytelling. She's there, she's chatting with you, but if there comes a moment of silence or you start asking boring questions, oh, what do you do? Oh, you're an accountant, so interesting. Where do you work? How long have you been doing that? Oh, how do you like it? If you do that, she will leave. It's very similar to when you're fishing and have a fish on. If there is slack in the line, the fish can easily shake its head and run away. You have to keep the line tight and you have to keep the conversation engaging. But as you learn better and better teasing and storytelling, she will become more responsive, will start opening up about herself, giggling, she'll start liking you. Your goal is to keep building attraction until she moves from wanting to leave to wanting to get to know you and connect with you, also called the hook point. You'll see that you've reached the hook point if she starts playing with her hair, maybe crosses her legs, pulls out a cigarette if she smokes, she's opening up, investing in a conversation, but the best sign is She asks you a question. Now you know she likes you. And if it sorta seems like she's hooked, but you're not sure, you can use what I call fishing for the hook point. And again, there's a whole separate video about that. Part three, comfort. Once you reached high enough attraction, the hook point, by using your teasing and your storytelling, if you keep doing the same things, teasing and storytelling, after the hook point, it will destroy your conversation. Instead of seeming like a nice, charming guy, you will start to look like what we call an attraction monkey. This is a very common trap for beginner day gamers who start to become good at attraction material, but it can destroy your day game set. She'll go home and think, is this guy able to even have a normal conversation, or is he always this high energy dude making jokes and teasing about everything, and you'll never hear from her again? If you want her to come out on a date, you need to build genuine connection, the feeling you both know each other. That's what the comfort part of the set is for, and it's actually very simple. After the hook point, all you have to do is to simply make sure she knows a few things about you, and you know a few things about her. Forget all the teasing and high energy stuff. If you use the fishing analogy again, the line doesn't have to be tight anymore. She won't leave just because there is a brief moment of silence or you say something stupid. You can relax and simply have a normal conversation. Just as you worked on increasing the attraction level before the hook point, now you're working on increasing the comfort level after the hook point. You have to pay attention to both of these levels at all times. Don't worry about this if you're just starting out, it's gonna be way too complicated, but as you gain more experience, you will learn to feel where is the attraction level at, where is the comfort level at, and at that moment, the rule is very simple. If you feel that the comfort level is pretty good, but the attraction level is starting to drop, it's becoming a bit too stale, simply add a little bit more teasing again. And after a good 6 to 10 minute long conversation, it's good to take her phone number before the energy level starts to drop. But again, as you gain more experience, you will learn to feel when that is. At this stage, it's important to discuss another aspect. Now that she likes you and you've gotten to know each other, it's important to understand that most men agree with everything a woman says and oftentimes place her on a pedestal. However, when you get to a bit more advanced level of day game, two more important tools come into your toolbox. Challenging and qualification questions. Both will instantly set you apart from almost all men because they involve disagreeing with a girl and asking questions only very picky men ask. Don't get me wrong, this isn't an invitation to be rude to girls, rather just talk to them as equals without putting them on a pedestal. You'll learn about all of these tools in the free course. And now part four, taking girls' number. Now comes the fun part. Once she likes you and you've built a nice connection, it's time to either take her on a date then and there, also called instant date or iDate for short, or take her phone number. You'll learn about both of these things later in a course, including why you should almost never take girls' Instagram. But remember, don't rush. After seeing a ton of day game info recordings on YouTube ending with number closes, guys think that getting the number is the victory. But most of these number closes never respond. Getting the number is the easy part. The real challenge lies in building a connection that makes her see you as more than just another guy in her DMs. Being too obsessed about the numbers leads to frustration when not everything goes as planned, and when you're frustrated, you're gonna make more mistakes in your conversations and get even fewer numbers. Instead, focusing on quality conversations, building attraction and comfort will not only lead to more numbers, but also to girls that respond and want to go out with you. And now that you understand the big picture of a good day game interaction, it's time to learn each separate part of the structured natural approach. Back when I first created the course, I published it on my YouTube channel, but now I've updated it with some extra stuff, improved the audio and video quality, and it's available completely for free on my website. See the link in description.